On Book Notes this month, it is such a pleasure to welcome the president of the Enoch Pratt Free Library, Heidi Daniel, who took up her position in August of 2017. It's so wonderful to welcome you to WBJC. Thank you for making the time for us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So what was your experience of the Pratt before you came?
Well, before I came, I always knew of Enoch Pratt because it was always sort of an industry standard. So you always looked at the Pratt for what was happening that was innovative, that was new. Throughout my career in libraries, I had always paid attention to their programming initiatives. And of course, they had amazing leadership. And then when I was in Houston, the director there was actually from Baltimore. And so she would always send me the compass to look through every month and say, oh, this is so great. And look at what the Pratt is doing. So I've always paid attention to the Pratt. So when the position came open, because Dr. Hayden was becoming the Librarian of Congress, I immediately knew it was something that I would be interested in pursuing.
I remember at the time of your appointment, you were saying that you didn't want to come in with preconceived ideas, which Right. is one of the reasons actually why I've waited to invite you in. But now that you're approaching your first anniversary, I'm wondering what thoughts have been surfacing for the way forward.
I think my thoughts for the way forward have really been forming around how we serve the city in our neighborhoods that we exist in. So I'm very interested in the role that our buildings play in terms of space in the city and how that fits into the neighborhoods and neighborhood improvement plans. I'm really interested in the role we play in terms of providing programs and social services for the city of Baltimore. And then I'm also really interested in strengthening our outreach efforts. So we have three mobile units, but I'd like to see us be present even in neighborhoods where we don't have a physical building and really make sure that we're providing strong, cohesive services. So we have this great $115 million renovation project taking place at Central, which is going to be incredible. I think the Central Library is really going to be a game changer for the city of Baltimore. It's certainly going to be a game changer for Enoch Pratt. But my deep interest right now is really around our neighborhood branches and how we are going to be strengthening those after our central renovation to service their communities far into the future.
Touching on the renovation, is that on track?
It is on track. We're very excited. We would expect it to be completed spring of 2019. But if you go in some of the spaces, you can begin to get a feeling for how the restoration is happening. For example, our children's area right now is located in what will be the teen wing in the future. And if you go in there, you can see the paintings that have been meticulously restored on the ceiling. It's pretty incredible to see them from the 30s, the original details, the gold leafing. We restored the Wheeler Auditorium. They removed the paint, found the original paint colors. We restored the original paint colors. Again, there's a lot of gold leafing there. It's been just an incredible project. And I think is a great marriage of this historical building that was, completed in the very early 30s and was really this amazing marriage of function and beauty. It was built in a very unique way. So we're bringing back all of that original beauty and historic nature of the building, but we're really marrying it with modern day usage and technology. So the central hall is being restored, the skylight, the windows, and it all leads you into a really modern library.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Heidi Daniel, the president of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. For anything about the library, you can go on their website, prattlibrary.org. Thank you so very much for coming to talk to us.
Thank you.